Again, welcome back. Our next speaker is Ismael Cuellar, director of the Laredo Paranormal Research Society, whose topic is UFOs over South Texas. The Laredo Paranormal Research Society uses cutting-edge, high-tech scientific instruments to investigate paranormal phenomena, such as UFOs, mystery orbs, spirit entities, and more. In today's presentation, Ismael Cuellar and his group will demonstrate their use of technologies such as infrared, night vision, lasers, and heat detection to uncover paranormal activity. They will share the results of their research into several strange UFO sightings in and around Laredo. The group has also recently gained nationwide attention as a result of their laser experiments into the so-called Marfa lights. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Mr. Ismael Cuellar.
Good afternoon. My name is Ismael Cuellar, and let me just tell a little bit about myself. I'm a deputy warden. I work for the Department of Corrections. I've been law enforcement almost close to 19 years. And also, I do amateur astronomy. I've been doing astronomy for a lot of years. I love to see the sky. I also like to take astrophotography. But paranormal, the unexplained event that happened to me was that we're in a tactical training of law enforcement, an abandoned building in Laredo, Texas, and we're encountering something we couldn't explain with the photography. So it became a hobby, and now it's becoming more a reality of a group, becoming a society, and also a teamwork that our research has been respected in Laredo, Texas, and now what we do with UFOs. So, but before anything, I'd like to show you this camera that I have here. And if we may, we're going to turn on the camera. But raise your hand if you're the type of person that you need to see it to believe it. If you are, please raise your hand. And now, let me tell you that there's a lot of energy out there that we cannot see. It's beyond our spectrum. You have ultraviolet light. You have also gamma rays, X-rays, and of course, you have infrared light. Well, this camera and other instruments that we use, combining technologies, we have a breakthrough of infrared night vision. It goes beyond what we can see. These instruments take light 50,000 times more than we can see. So there's another world, another area that we have not explored, and we're hitting the tip of the iceberg to find this as a good technology breakthrough for the modern-day paranormal researcher or ufologist. I'm going to give a demonstration. This is a vision camera. Let me just turn on the camera real quick. There we are. Let me just get some superstars here. Let me see over here. Hey. Okay. Right here, where I carry this illuminator. Illuminates infrared light. Light that you can see. Right now, I'm focusing on you guys with infrared light that I'm going to burn your eyebrows down. Okay, this is the light I'm talking about. The concept, the theory, is that these anomalies, UFOs or flying saucers, fly in the night sky with this technology. You can't see them. You can't. Okay, because it's beyond our spectrum. It's like a cloak. It's a camouflage. I have one of the audience right now using the same illuminator that I had in my hand, and I'm going to, if you can see right there, is that light. Look how bright it is. And that's light you cannot see, but only the camera can. Same concept, what we do, when we see the night sky, people are very confused. We project this to a projector just like we're doing right now. And we focus on the night sky, and these anomalies, UFOs, appear in our sky. And we're filming this, and they're saying, well, how come I cannot see it with my naked eye here, but the camera can't? That's where the technology makes that breakthrough. I'm going to zoom out, and I'm going to show you a demonstration of this light. Okay? All right, now we'll do our PowerPoint presentation. Keep that in mind. You need to see this demonstration that connects what we're going to show you. The Laredo Paranormal Research Society At the beginning, we were seven of us, and we're predominant law enforcement. Now, our group has been expanding different careers from the medical field. We have people in the medical field, also in the education field, and we started to make more of a dream team. We have a member in Minton, Texas. We have a couple of members in Corpus Christi. We have the famous ufologist from Mexico, Mr. Maussan, has been supporting us. And, of course, Noe Torres from this area, Dr. Grass, and we network and we collaborate on the information that we get and what we do in our research. Our mission is to investigate and document all suspected paranormal activity using scientific methodology to determine if reported activity can be explained both logically and scientifically by eliminating all probable and rational variables. We're a nonprofit organization. Our primary focus is to investigate suspected paranormal activity in residents in places of historical region and UFO. We don't charge for a service. Sometimes they tell us, how much you charge to come to my house, investigate, or investigate. We don't. Our return of investment is the research. We document, we archive, we put it to in a hard drive. We make a copy of that hard drive. We put it in a safety deposit box in the bank because in case of a fire. We have 3 terabytes of memory that we keep all this information for us. Hopefully in the future we'll have more answers to the unexplained questions that unexplained events that we don't have any full explanations. Now, this is a person that donated his body for the purpose of science. This is a thermal imaging camera recording a person dying. And the question is, where does this energy go? It's deteriorating as this film, all the energy, all that signatures that the body creates within. There's a question for the paranormal investigator and for us to research this. Where does the energy go? Does it deteriorate? Does it float in the air? Does it become an orb? Does it become an entity? Where does this energy go? Science has made a breakthrough of making these images available now because technology has been advancing. Even to the last breath of a dying person, you can see. But the question is, where does this energy go? We don't know. Sometimes when you see something unexplained or paranormal, oh, it's a ghost. Maybe. That's a theory. And the difference between a paranormal investigator and a ghost hunter is already saying, determine it's a ghost. A paranormal investigator just tells you that it's not normal. It does not have a logical explanation at the moment, but that's where it's the research. Folks, everything starts with curiosity. It becomes curious, and then it becomes a theory, and then hopefully in the future, it becomes a fact. You have famous astronomers, Mercer, Isaac Newton. Their research to this day has been respected by future scientists. Our future are our children. Our dedication, our curiosity, our intuition, it's what makes us human. We evolve every day. That's one thing you have to keep in mind, that you are here for a purpose and the evolution, sky is the limit, or maybe space. The Laredo Paranormal Research Study has been, like I said, throughout the years, expanding. Not that we're expanding because I was a lot less, I was more skinnier back then, I had more hair, but we've been expanding in many positive ways, getting a lot of resources and help from the local community and the surrounding areas. Now, the next photo is a motivation picture that motivated me to start what I'm doing now, research of the paranormal. We took a photo of an abandoned building, an old Mercy Hospital, Laredo, Texas, many years ago. It was green, it was bright, and it was unexplained. Let me show you this picture. This is what the Laredo Primary Society got all of us started. Oh, okay, not that green slimer. That's for Ghostbusters, but let me give you the right one. I apologize. There you go. This photo was taken at the ER, and you can see the cubicles where the patients were going in. In a digital picture, it's a fingerprint. It tells you the history and everything. So we took this photo to get analyzed for a professional photographer, a couple of them. They came out inconclusive. They checked the delay time, the exposure time. They checked that it was Photoshop. The integrity of the photo was not a question, just that it was considered like taking a photo of lightning, energy, energy that floats, energy that just happens to be manifesting itself. So that kind of gave me a little edge to say, okay, what is this thing? What is this coming from? And it's very different when you capture energy that floats that you cannot see only through night vision camera, like in this video. This is a video of a spectacular orb energy that gives its own light. It does not cast a shadow. It has its own energy, and it moves with intelligence. You can see the shadow of the wall, but this anomaly is moving with intelligence, and it's casting its own energy. Is this a spirit? Is this energy that we release from our body? What is this energy? It's only being captured by the night vision. It moves left, moves right, goes down, goes up in the middle of the video, and that becomes transparent. There's no shadow on the floor. And it gets more interesting in this video. It looks like it's playing with a camera guy. It gets larger, larger, and then it becomes transparent. It loses energy. That light that you see on the floor, that's infrared light that I just demonstrated. And then the anomaly goes away. Isn't that a mystery? We have taken this video to a lot of people. They're very into this. No explanation. Here's a bar of energy that becomes a ball of energy floating in a parking lot and a security camera in a correctional center. The officers are seeing this floating, and we can say that this is a flying, unattended flying object, but we couldn't explain it. You can see this anomaly right about right here. And you can see that how this anomaly goes straight to the light pole. Of course, the camera has a limit of the roof, the top. It's designed to zoom the parking lot. There's the anomaly, and it goes in. And it gets more unexplained when the camera officer turns the camera back to the parking lot, and behold, it appears again, right there. What is this? Would you call this unexplained? That's where we're trying to figure out, folks. Some of this evidence is for us to scratch our heads how night vision has been making a breakthrough for us to investigate the unknown, the unexplained. Now, for UFOs, I know there's a lot of theories, there's a lot of science approach to it, and there's a lot of question. But the Laredo Paranormal Society has three main ones. The top priority that we think is military. Of course, the military is going to keep things secretly because they work against other governments to protect our country. I don't blame them to be secretly. But don't fly over our sky and say, well, we didn't know. Technology is advancing so much that we're capturing it day in, day out. Conferences, it's a good network to communicate with people that have seen the same experiences that you have seen. Or is this a natural phenomena? What's natural phenomena for us? Lightning? A rainbow? Electrons and neutrons? Many years ago, we thought lightning was God was mad. And with rain, the angels were crying. We know now that electrons and neutrons, you get your spark and you get lightning. Or actually, we have extraterrestrials visiting Earth from another planet, from another galaxy. This is the three main theories that we have. Now, like my wife says, or used to say, you're watching satellites. All that stuff you're recording is satellites. Well, as an amateur astronomer, I've done my research, and I've spoke with a lot of people. Actually, you cannot see satellites with your naked eye. And I'll put this in perspective. You can find this information in the internet. But do your own research. We have about 8,000 artifacts around the Earth. They're orbits around the Earth. And believe it or not, if you check the news, we just had a car collision, but we call it satellite collision. You had something from China, space junk, just collided with a very expensive satellite from Russia. You know, who's going to give them a ticket, right? Well, actually, there's 8,000 artifacts. 8,000 artifacts and 2,500 of them are active satellites. They're orbiting around the Earth. And that's just for point of reference. You can see how the satellites, how many they are. Now, if you put this in a formula, 1 mile equals 5,280 feet. If you go for an airplane, at the highest altitude, if you have 20/20 vision, 35 to 42,000 feet, that's about 10 miles. You can see very faint an airplane. The brightest they have their aviation lights is between 10 to 15 miles. A weather balloon goes 25 miles. Have you seen those three MIT students that put a weather balloon, they put a camera, and the balloon popped, and their parachute came back? That's exactly 25 miles. That's about 130,000 feet. The balloon pops. Okay? It's almost, you go about 28 to 30 miles, you're in space. The space shuttle, which is larger, orbits closer at 57 miles. Because, of course, you don't want to collide with 132 miles location at 700,000 feet, which satellites are large. They're a lot smaller than the space shuttle. Now, the largest space shuttle, the largest satellite that we know is about the size of a bus. Here is the space shuttle. And here we put that as an illustration to give you what, more or less, even having the length by volume, the space shuttle is a lot bigger. Now, the space shuttle versus the satellite. Space shuttle travels an altitude of 300,000 feet, which is larger and closer. And then the satellites orbit 132 miles, a lot smaller and further. When have you heard the weatherman says, and tonight you will be able to see few scattered satellites as well as the space shuttle? Folks, if you can see the satellites with your naked eye, you can see the space shuttle. It's huge. You can. But you need to use a telescope about this big. Okay? We took a after photography of the space station, which is about 220 miles. It's 1,161,600 feet. And here, I put the little bus as a point of reference. Right here. Here is the space shuttle. And here's the space station. This is 700 times with a telescope. You have to put the math together. And actually, you can see satellites with your naked eye. Why are those things flying? Who knows? It could be something unexplained or military or some type of drone, but not satellites. First sighting. This is what happened to me in 2008, September 18. It was 9:45 p.m. northeast of Laredo, Texas. My daughter witnessed to see two stars. I got down and to see those two stars, and there were two of them. Binary, one next to each other, and one was slightly larger, brighter than the other one. Scratch my head, you know, as an amateur astronomer, you know, I said, well, there's Polaris, there's the Big Dipper, there's Orion, and, you know, I haven't ever seen these two stars. Let me go get my star map. So I'll go inside my house, get my star map, and a star map gives you a blueprint of the night sky. It tells you what goes what, at what time, with the year and everything. And it helps you. It guides you. It's a map for the night. Well, as soon as I went up to my daughter and I said, Andrea, you see those two stars up there? They're not supposed to be there. Within 4 seconds, it disappeared. My daughter said, oh, Dad, was there aliens? Oh, my God, Dad. No, calm down. Okay, calm down. It's a cosmic cloud that got covered. Oh, okay. And she started playing around with my son. Subconsciously, my inner voice was like, holy moly. I've been doing astronomy. I've been watching the sky. I've never seen anything that disappears. And it was too much of a coincidence that it went. Once I said, those stars were supposed to be there, it disappeared. Like they were listening. scratched my head, and I was like, whoa, who can I tell? Your immediate family member. In this case, it was my wife. My wife is a nurse. She double shifts a lot. She's very tired at times. This was one of those days, and this is her face when I tell her, when I ask, and you'll see her face right here. I go, honey, two stars, Andrea saw him. I jump up and down, but I couldn't overreact because she got scared, and she's looking at me and go, oh, no. No, 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 no. You do your paranormal ghosts and goblins, now little green man in spacecraft? You got to be kidding. No, don't do this. I know you. But honey, I saw this. You know, inside of me, I'm getting eaten alive. I want to know what they are. No, you're a deputy warden. You're a board member of the police academy advisory board. They're going to talk about you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to make fun of me. Don't do it. I know you. It's my head. Don't do it. So I said, I insisted, and this is her reaction. If I see you pending any cameras in the night sky, I will divorce you. Okay? And I insisted, and she said, that's it. I had it. That's it. I'm going to bed. Besides what you're watching, there are satellites. Folks, if you ever have an encounter, you will have this face. We call this, I call this, not fair evidence, crisis. Imagine you're in your backyard. You're the only one. You're relaxing, maybe taking a little coffee break. You look up at the sky and behold, you see this beautiful spacecraft flies over you, lands in your backyard, flies away, and you're like, huh? And you're like, and you want to talk, and you want to say, and you want to talk to your neighbors, and you're like, and you, no one's going to believe you. Not fair evidence. Crisis. Okay? So those are the things that some of us see, magnificent things, amazing things, and it's unexplained for us to explain it. Second sighting, same thing. But this was on December 25th. Almost a year later, a year and a couple, 2 months, 1025 Northeast Laredo, Texas. There were the two stars again in a different location. My father and my mother were eating Christmas dinner. And my dad says, you know, son, we have to go because it's kind of late for your mom. And thank you for the meals and everything was real good. I appreciate it. And so I called the kids, grandpa and grandma are leaving. And we walk out and my wife, you know, we're escorting my parents. And there are the two stars. I said, I'm going to have to get this right. So I grabbed my dad, look at me, dad. What? Look at me. Just look at me. You stay right here. Okay? And my wife's, oh, here we go again. So I get my mom. Stay right here. Look at me. Okay? And then I get my wife. And my wife is making a face like this, like, oh, okay. Now what? All right. You see those two stars right here? Those two stars. And my dad goes, yeah, they're stars. They're going to disappear. And the stars disappeared. And I went straight to my wife. And I went in front of me and I go, ha! I told you what I saw. Now you relay. Yes, calmate. Calm down. I believe you. Okay? Don't talk about it. But you saw it. My parents, my dad, yes, you could have been David Copperfield. You could have said those two stars and they would have disappeared. Yes. But I want to show you what I saw. That's the reason that I want to know what they are. The curiosity. So, there is an actual picture with the iPhone of the two stars that we took. One was brighter than the other one, and then they disappeared. So it's curiosity, folks. I couldn't sleep. Tossing and turning, checking what are those things that fly in the night sky. I couldn't sleep, so I started thinking. Thinking. And Albert Einstein says, what are you thinking now? How to investigate UFOs? How can we investigate? Well, night vision. What I just demonstrated to you. We use third-generation night vision technology to capture UFOs, and our equipment, our setup, goes as follows. We have invested about $40,000 in equipment throughout the years. Some of the more passionate investigators has been real helpful to make this research, and the videos you're about to see to your attention, is that it takes a lot of hours. It's not just go out there and see what you capture. You have to have a lot of patience. Here's our setup. Over here, we have our night vision monocular. This is by B.E. Myers. This is $9,000, 500, and only sold to law enforcement and the military. This is a 300 millimeters. This is probably by $500, $300 to $500. And of course, this is about an $800 camcorder. Here is a plumber ring for $189 at Home Depot. But it works. This is our eagle eye that we scan the night sky. At the same time, like I told you, we connect the eagle eye here to a projector and to a screen. So whatever I see, you'll see, and you have more eyes and ears to the event. The more witnesses, the more value. Of course, we have our star parties. Here's my wife over here, right there. And we have our wives witnessing to the events and make them believers because they need to support us. You know, if not, I cannot progress or be here. There's some of our investigators. That's me right there. And also, the Laredo Paranormal Society enjoys to explore not only to build equipment like starlight cameras, infrared technology, full-spectrum cameras, and electromagnetic generators. So for point of reference, I want to show you how birds and airplanes look through night vision before I show you the UFOs. Here's a duck, I think. Yeah, that's a duck flying there. Here's a group of ducks or birds. And here is a commercial airplane, planes that you see day in, day out, through night vision. What do you hear there? Combustion. Propulsion sound. You have a structure of an airplane. Blinking lights. Your federal aviation lights. This is a UFO capture in close to Marfa, Texas, in Presidio. This is a UFO that was pretend to be a star. There were seven of us there, and one had the other technology that we have in our booth, and capture this moving slowly behind the light pole. Automatically, we got our tripods, and we start jumping up and down, and look, there's something flying, one arm moving, hovering slowly, and it kind of hides behind the light pole, so we had to move our tripods, everything. Here's a picture-in-picture of this anomaly. But this video of this unexplained event is we shoot a laser. Not this type of laser, but it's an infrared laser. Of course, if this is a pilot, you wouldn't want to blind anybody there. But we shot a laser to this UFO, and we got a response. That's what I wanted to show you here. Here's the UFO. And it dims down. And right now we'll show you the laser. There's the laser right here. And you see a spark that shoots back. And we'll put this in slow motion so you guys can see how this manifests some type of shield or some type of reaction right there. And we're going to give you a still picture of this UFO capture in Presidio, Texas. Remember, this is seen. There's the reaction to it, like some type of manifesting itself, trying to make contact. But here is how the UFO disappears. Remember, this is night vision. And it's not seen by the naked eye.
Back down the mountain.
There's a train right behind. There's a train tracks behind us.
Oh, we got two lights over there.
And it just disappears.
It's out.
UFOs you're about to see are not visible through the human eye, only through night vision infrared cameras. Blinking mystery lights, November 22nd, 2008. You can hear, you can see here, the blinking lights look like fireworks. What are these things? Is this something ecstatic, natural phenomenon that happens that we don't see, only through night vision? Or is this the military doing their practices? Or this is actual extraterrestrial visiting us? Compare an airplane UFO versus a UFO at the same distance. Here you can see combustion, blinking lights. That is an airplane flying. You can see the structure of an aircraft that we recognize. But at the same distance, you see this anomaly, mystery orb, UFO, unexplained. Has no structure. It's just illuminated its own energy. And I repeat, only through night vision was able to be visible. Laredo, Texas, to UFO, July 15, 2009. Look at the speed of this UFO. This one hides through the clouds. Laredo, Texas, June 11, 2011, another UFO, and they get very bright at times. This one was hovering right over us. We had our cameras going, whoa, this is a UFO landing. It was captured, and then slowly it hovers down until it disappears. This is in the east side of Laredo, Texas. UFOs captured northeast Laredo, Texas, October 2011. This is not the mountains of Giza. This is our subdivision north Laredo. But this looks like the moon. I already showed you how airplanes look through this. This has no tails or wings. And mystery is, you can't see it with your naked eye. What is this? A plasma ball that manifests itself that we never have seen it because it's beyond our spectrum and it's natural? Or actually the military is using this as a cloak of secrecy for them to fly over other countries. Keep that in mind. UFOs, folks, South Texas and North Mexico has been a very hot spot. They're flying, they're coming, but not to take us, because of course, you know, there's a lot of abduction, all that. Could that be? We don't know. But we explore all these things that, yes, there is something out there that I cannot explain. Considering here, I'm going to show you after this video, this UFO. There are two binary UFOs right next to each other that go through power lines like nothing. Here are the power lines right here. We call this the floating car. Here are the two anomalies, and here are the power lines. These just went through the power lines. This is all in Laredo, Texas. Here is in the same area. Here's a UFO. We took some photos. And you can see these balls of light, fireballs, appear in the ground. This is kind of yellowish. We have checked the land. We have gone to the area. We've done Google Map. We even had a pilot, helicopter pilot from the Department of DPS, Public Safety, flew over there. There's no structure or anything that these lights appear from the ground and they start flying. This is in Northeast Laredo, mystery lights. They're amber or orange lights. And here is an example. This is a video from a civilian given to us from Laredo, Texas.
No, those are red. That's something. But, yeah, I know. I'm telling you. Did you guys see that too?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw three more. There's three more on that side.
Yeah.
Helicopters, right? Nah, they're not helicopters.
They don't look like them.
Look at this one. How this one accelerates.
There's a big glow to it, right?
Yeah, you see on top?
Yeah.
Parachute?
Nah. It kind of look like flares, but they're not even flares because they're moving horizontally, not vertical.
Here, using the night vision thermal camera, we picked an anomaly here, UFO, given a signature, hot signature. Where are these fireballs coming up? Is this a natural, like a repeat, or this is from the military? You know, we're using scientific instruments to capture these anomalies because they're not visible to the human eye, but they do exist. Well, we say a lot, they tell us a lot that they're drones, and the drones are very quiet. You can hear just an airplane. Okay, there's your predator drone. They have propulsion sound. They have blinking lights. Okay? That sounds like an airplane to me. Although, when they fly super high, above 15 miles, they turn off their engine and they glide. But still, I don't see any infrared technology on them. So for point of reference, the next video I want to show you, because this was attacked to be a drone. This is during the daytime in a backyard. Keep your eyes here in this area where the UFO passes through here. This UFO came out in Fox News, CNN, made headline news. It had no propulsion sound, no combustion sound. And we put a point of reference, an airplane versus the triangle UFO, so you can compare the difference. Here's the craft, mystery craft. And we put this in slow motion. And the same concept that I've showed you with the infrared luminator, this triangular UFO was not able to be seen with the naked eye. Here's a zoom. Here's the and the plane. Very different. Now, I want to see this, guys. I'm going to ask you a question. Raise your hand. Raise your hand that the things we're capturing are something made, engineered by man from the military. Raise your hand. Okay? That one. Raise your hand. This is a natural phenomena. Oh, we got one, two. Three. Raise your hand, this is from another planet, extraterrestrial. Our majority. Well, keep that in mind. Watch this video.
Tonight, the elite Navy SEALs who took down Osama bin Laden are back on U.S. soil at Andrews Air Force Base. And our chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, tells us now about a secret weapon they may have used to change history in just 40 minutes.
The last act of the Navy SEAL team before they left the bin Laden compound was to blow up the damaged helicopter that had to be left behind, setting off a huge fire. And now we know why that was so important. Aviation analysts say the remnants of the aircraft reveal they were part of one of the U.S. military's most closely guarded secrets, a stealth Black Hawk helicopter whose existence was only rumored that had never been seen in public before.
This is the first time that we've seen an operational stealth helicopter.
The analysts say photos that emerged on the internet reveal this was no ordinary helicopter.
But one of the things that really stands out is they have a little disc over the rotors, which is really designed both to baffle the sound and to deny radar signature.
Neighbors in Abbottabad, BC News, they did not hear the helicopter Sunday night until they were directly overhead. This is what a standard Black Hawk helicopter sounds like. This is the sound of an earlier experimental version of a stealth helicopter.
It would be a vague sound. It might be the sound of a helicopter that was going in the opposite direction.
One key to the chopper's stealth nature is a secret, heavily coated, fabric-like material, which children in the neighborhood were seen collecting.
There are probably people in the Pentagon tonight who are very concerned that pieces of the helicopter may be even now on their way to China, because we know China is trying to make stealth aircraft.
The Chinese military is known to have close relationships with the Pakistani military. And the remaining large pieces of the secret U.S. helicopter, hidden under a tarp, were trucked away by Pakistani officials Tuesday to an unknown destination.
Residents there also told ABC News that just before the helicopters arrived, all electricity and cell phone service was knocked out and then came back on right after the choppers left. A senior Pentagon official said today he would absolutely not comment on what the analysts are saying in our report.
And no one was sure this had been invented. If they have a sound that seems to be leaving the scene rather than coming into the scene on a helicopter,
you would think it's going away from you. In fact, it's coming right at you, which gives the ability of those SEALs to rappel down and get in there fast.
Thank you, Brian Ross. And coming up, we want to...
Okay, let's all be investigators. Let's dissect this. Let's give two theories on this, the newscast report. It says that this craft was able to fly another country, turn off all their light and cell phones. The United States government has that capability. Not only that, they have the sounds that is going away from you, actually coming right at you. Don't forget, there's a lot of people out there very intelligent. Never over, or is it under, estimate the mind of a human person. Keep that in mind. The other theory of this report is that maybe there was a reverse technology from another world and able to introduce this to the government. Both are probably right. Which one is the right one? But there's some things out there very unexplained. And we find out this because of human error, a mistake. Well, they didn't call it a crash. They call it now, what do you call it now? A hard landing. So that's how the secrets come up. Back to the Triangular UFO, here we put some masterpieces there, that this is a triangular craft. And it has the spheres. And like I said, it has no combustion sound. When we recorded this, folks, if you're going to do this research, please don't drink coffee. Please have a tripod when you're doing this. If you are going to drink coffee, make sure you have a tripod, because me, that I drink coffee a lot, you will see this on the videos. You need to relax. You can do this research. You need to analyze. Okay, there it is. And when you record something, have a point of reference. I got criticized some of my videos. Says, no, now record yourself. Record the dog. Record the house. Show us where you're at. You know, don't show me just the blackness. More of this information, I can help you, and I can show you what technology is out there for you to do your own research. Now, here is the government, former government disclosure. People that have come up and say, it's time to say the truth.
members of the press, the American public, and people of the world. We are here today to disclose the truth about a subject that has been ridiculed and questioned, denied, for at least 50 years.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Clifford Stone. I was a Sergeant First Class, United States Army.
Good morning. My name is Dwayne Arneson. I served 26 years as a communication electronics officer in the U.S. Air Force.
My name is John Callahan. I'm a retired FAA employee. I was the division manager for the Accidents Evaluation and Investigation Division.
My name is Don Phillips. I was in the United States Air Force and had worked with certain intelligence agencies of the United States government.
My name is George Filer III. I'm a retired intelligence officer and flyer with almost 5,000 hours.
My name is John Maynard.
My name is Donna Hare.
My name is Carl Wolf.
These are people who have been inside the CIA, NSA, NRO, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, all divisions of the intelligence and military community, as well as corporate witnesses, contractors to the government.
My name is Dan Willis.
My name is Harlan Bentley.
My name is Larry Warren.
My name is Mark McCandlish.
My name is Charles L. Brown.
My name is Michael Smith.
My name is Robert Solis.
My name is Carol Rosen.
I have had grown men and weep. Who are in the Pentagon? Who are members of Congress? And who have said to me, what are we going to do?
And I'm prepared to tell the story in front of Congress, and it is the truth.
And I will testify under oath before Congress that what I'm saying is the truth.
I'm prepared to go to Congress, to swear before Congress that everything I've told you people and everything that's here is the truth.
These men and women have come forward, and they have their credentials. They can establish who they are, and they have been firsthand witnesses to some of the most important events in the history of the human race.
I'm willing to testify to the truth of all these matters that I've spoken about in front of Congress under oath.
I'm willing to testify before Congress that what I'm saying is true.
And I am prepared to testify in detail concerning these events and their truthfulness before Congress.
These statements are true and willing to testify under oath before Congress.
That I will testify under oath as to what I say is true. And I will do so before Congress.
So I will testify before Congress if necessary and explain exactly what happened.
And I will testify before the Congress under oath about everything I have said and more.
And these are folks who have been involved in so-called black budget or covert unacknowledged projects. These unacknowledged special access projects are taking in at least $40 to $80 billion per year. And they are sitting on technologies that can change the world forever.
A lot of people talk about conspiracies over a shadow government. I'm willing to testify before Congress that these black operations do exist. I nearly became part of it. But I saw the light, I think. Or was it? And I got out. And that's it. We have to disclose what we know, and I am willing to testify before Congress under oath, or before any other organization, that what I witnessed was true.
This whole project, bringing this out in the open, will probably take other people too. But myself, I'm 73 years old, and I've had a good life and no regrets. I've loved this country. And I've been a Christian all my life, since I was about 11 years old. And so I believe God wants us to know. And I believe the cosmos wants us to know.
I know we're not alone in the universe. I know that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. It's evidence that has been denied to the American people. I stand before you today in my almighty God, and I tell you this. If Congress calls me in and says, will you testify in detail what you know, I stand here today prepared and ready to do just that. Governments must never lie to the people.
Okay. The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and all science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand rapt in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. Albert Einstein. Folks, the Reverend Memory Society sends a message to all of you. Once in a while, look up in the sky. You'll be amazed. We wish you guys a big thank you from my group, from my personal view, to you and the people of Edinburgh and the surrounding areas. Thank you. And we say, we only live once. Folks, don't close your eyes. Thank you very much.